providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. The main problem we have in America right now, really to a very large extent, isn't so much China, but it is the banking system in our country. We have a real big problem on our hands. Like to get opinions on this from our radio audience, if you would. Please, just send them to www.kereport.com, and it's very obvious how you can do that. You have my word. Nobody will ever know that you commented, aside from Jim and myself. Jimmy, let's talk about the banking system. It's really in the toilet right now. And while this is going on, the president of Silicon Valley Bank is relaxing in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of problems that are happening right now, massive problems that are impacting global financial systems. And these things are not, they're not unrelated to China's influence and what we talked about in the previous segment with unrestricted warfare, because there are a lot of maneuvers that are happening behind the scenes that are undermining the global banking system in order to move the dollar away from basically the world's reserve currency.
Right.
And of course, deservedly so in some cases, because what we're seeing right now is this bailout that started with Silicon Valley Bank.
Yeah.
Where and it flat out, it's a bailout. They're bailing out all investors, not just the depositors.
Right.
I shouldn't say investors, but they're bailing out all depositors in the bank.
Right. Of course they are.
Who had and 95% or more of the depositors actually were uninsured. So you're talking about 5% at the 250,000 maximum FDIC coverage. That's what should have been covered. But there were so many major corporations and a lot of startup companies in Silicon Valley, including some Chinese businesses, that had invested in the bank. And the reason why they'd invested in the bank, because it had grown so rapidly, and so they were putting their money in there. I think it was like something like an 80%, better than 80% growth rate.
Yeah.
In the bank. So not only investors, but then they were unable to meet the liquidity demands.
Right.
When people began withdrawing money, because they had put money in long-term, low-yield bonds, treasury bonds. And what's been happening because of inflation, and inflation is the result of government expenditures and a whole number of issues, demand after COVID, supply chain issues. Inflation, really, though, has been driven by, trillions of dollars of additional government expenditures.
Yep.
That problem is not gone away. The Federal Reserve banks begin raising interest rates. Those interest rates make those long-term 1% or 1.5% yield bonds valueless. People take money out. They were using those bonds as liquidity.
Yep.
They don't have the liquidity because those bonds don't. They actually are below value, market value, because no one wants to buy them.
No.
So what happens? They get $2 billion short. And then they have to go bankrupt. The federal government and the FDIC and the Treasury Department, they step in to backstop it. Then they promise all depositors, not just the $250,000 FDIC limits, but all depositors to cover their money. Well, the same thing happens with Signature Bank, which is primarily, it was very focused on crypto investments. And of course, crypto's declined very heavily because of all the problems with FTX. And Coinbase and a number of these crypto exchanges that have gone bankrupt. All this is cascading because of bad government economic policy. And now as they start to bail these problems out, they're actually making it worse. They are prolonging the inevitable collapse of the system, in my view. And unfortunately, They're trying to work this by putting their fingers in the holes in the dike as the waves are coming in, crashing, and the dike's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's getting huge. You know, I want to make one thing really, really obvious to our listeners, particularly you guys on the radio show. When it comes to the banking industry, Jimmy and I are really qualified to talk efficiently on that one. I was on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank for 21 years, a director, and Jimmy has been a director of Saturna Capital, a Bellingham-based money manager.
Saturna Investment Trust. Yes.
Investment Trust for how long, Jim?
Well, now about 6 years.
There you go. So, you know, we're not just blowing smoke. We feel very qualified to talk on this, and I think somebody needs to put out comments about how bad that this crisis could really evolve into. Very serious.
Well, what we're starting to see now is a lot of very influential and very powerful investors coming out and saying, hey, this is dangerous, and what's happening and the way the government is responding is actually potentially making it a more challenging circumstance in the future.
Yeah.
You know, I got into a discussion with an economist, actually a Canadian economist, yesterday, and in a board meeting, actually. And you know, they're like, well, you know, you got to solve, you know, you got to, what do you want? You protect half the people, at least you don't collapse the whole system. And my argument here is that, look, the institutional problems that we're facing, which is this massive, you know, $31, $32 trillion debt and growing with the budget that was just proposed for the federal government, with these massive expenditures and these stimulus efforts that were way over the top, and then these bailouts, you're actually causing a significant problem in the future. And by solving with the bailouts, those are only short-term solutions. 1 year, and it looks like, according to some of the reporting right now, that the money that they provided for liquidity is being eaten up very quickly from banks. And so let's give an example. When you go back in 2008, the liquidity funding that was provided by the U.S. government was about $111 billion. So far, banks have pulled out, according to latest information from the FDIC, $168 billion. That's a 50% increase from the 2008 crisis. That indicates a very significant problem underneath because of these bond problems and the continued interest. Now, the increase in interest rates. When you've got inflation, and according to the last report, it's going up. It's not going down. It's at least staying at above 6.4%. That's incredibly problematic. There is a whole host of crises, things that are coming to a head. And without addressing them effectively, and I unfortunately, when our government is focused more on diversity and woke capital and protecting interests than they are for the long-term viability of the U.S. Economy, we've got a problem. And I think we've got a very big problem. We don't have effective leadership right now.
We got a very big problem, number one, on the leadership. We believe, and I think actions speak louder than words. And the actions of the leadership in this country right now, depending, of course, on which philosophy you adhere to, really, in our opinion, are not very proactive for America. But we want you to make up your own minds on that. What do you think? Let us know by contacting us at our website, www.kereport.com. Jimmy, wrap it up. We got about a minute, a little bit less.
Yeah, so, and again, with kereport.com, go to the politics section. That's what this radio show is. So KER Politics, Google it, easy to find. You can look at the blog, you can listen to the show, you can listen to what we do during the week, and then, you know, make your comments and expand that group. You know, we've got a lot of different views that come out there. So I just think that what we're facing right now with these multiple crises, very problematic for the country. When we talk about China's influence in this unrestricted warfare, we talk about the problems with our own political system and our government, which is really focusing on attacking and strengthening opposition.
And on that note, Jimmy, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.